Yeah, this is the third or fourth time I've introduced this legislation. It hasn't changed over the years. It's still the same. It's pretty cut and dry. It's to eliminate the FOID Act and get rid of the FOID card. Reason behind it is this: getting rid of it doesn't change safety, doesn't do anything like that. It's simply a redundancy in current law that we already have. The FOID Act has been around for over 50 years. We're one of only a couple states that still require something like that. And the hypocrisy behind it is to get a FOID card, you have to go through the federal background check, the NICS system, and then you get a FOID card. Well, the issue is that when you go purchase a gun, you have to show your FOID card, and then you have to go through the federal background check. So it's simply a redundancy. This is not changing anything. It's just getting rid of a duplicity and stopping a cash grab against people that want to exercise their Second Amendment right. You know, if you've done one of those egregious things, been convicted of felony, when you apply for a FOID card, if you've done one of those things, the way they find out if you've done one of those things is to go through the federal background check, which you have to do when you buy a gun, whether you have a FOID card or whether you're from another state where it doesn't require one. Again, this is not making anything less safe. It's simply eliminating a redundancy that's been around for far too long.